Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Hey, tomorrow, how about this, Boomer? It's a feel-good Friday tomorrow. We're going to have a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Citi Field. That is a big in-demand show, man.
Yeah, nice.
That is tickets for that. It's a big deal. That Post Malone tour has been very popular, so giving away tickets on a feel-good Friday to that at Citi Field is a good one. All right, we've been talking about the Knicks. We've been talking about Juan Soto and his struggles. Game 5 tonight. The Knicks are favored. They're favored by 4. And I remember walking out of here right before Game 5 of the Knicks and Celtics and seeing this was after the Tatum injury. And seeing the Celtics favored by 5 in that game and going, huh, you know, like I'm not gonna bet these games. I've been off on them, but that's surprising. Like if I were gonna make a bet, I'd take the Knicks in that game. Feels like the Celtics are deflated. They were not deflated until Game 6, as they played their asses off and defended their home court in Game 5, which is what you're looking for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm looking for tonight is the pride that the Knicks have played with all season long. And I'm looking for a bounce back game, but I would just say a game that they give to their fans because their fans have shown up. The fans have been there. The fans have been as supportive as they've ever been. As long as I've been around as a Knick fan, I've never seen the Knick fan as engaged as they have been this entire season. And certainly beating the Celtics, you saw the remnants of that out in the streets in 7th Avenue.
Yeah. And that's what annoyed some onlookers who are not Knicks fans. You haven't won anything. Why are you doing that? Well, we'll tell you why we're doing that. It's because we haven't had these feelings about the Knicks in over 2 decades, and there's a young fan who had never seen it. I mean, there was a young fan who, like, growing up, they were 10 years old watching Carmelo Anthony thinking he was the greatest Knick of all time, when clearly he was not. Like, that was their ceiling.
But this is why I think tonight the players themselves go out there and show the Knick fan, you know, the pride that the Knick fan is going to be bringing to the Garden. I think if this is going to be, everybody's going to be, you know, pins and needles. They're all going to be nervous. The Knicks are probably going to get down by 15 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, Halliburton's going to be hitting ball, you know, and Nesmith is going to be hitting shots, and Siakam's going to be just owning OG. But, at the end of the day, they'll figure out a way to get it done. I believe they'll figure out a way to get it done tonight, and they will give their fans at least what potentially could be their last home game of the year, give them something to remember them positively by.
Yeah, I'm not as confident as you thinking it's going to happen. I really hope it does, because the feeling that I'm looking for now is regaining confidence in this team with a win tonight and then get out to a good start in Game 6 to believe that there's a chance they can get back to the Garden in Game 7. That's the thing I'm looking for. I hope that they give us that belief and you don't have one of these just get run out of the building because the Pacers are running up and down the court and the transition defense for the Knicks stinks and they're turning the ball over like we saw in Game 4. If that happens, it's just going to be massively annoying.
What else will be interesting tonight as we get ready to turn the TV on and watch this game is whether or not Tibbs goes back to the original starting five, or does he stay with Mitchell Robinson and brings Hart off the bench. We'll see about that. We'll see if there's anything else that they can figure out, you know, in a way to improve their defense and not leave guys wide open constantly. It's like where the Knicks are very rarely left wide open. It seems like it's only one way, at least from a Knicks fan perspective. So that will also be worth watching tonight. And I also believe that, like, Jalen Brunson is a great basketball player. He said it after the game, you know, quite clearly that they didn't bring the energy that needs to be a part of a playoff run. I mean, like, you got to show up tonight and you got to bring that energy, and it's got to be on both ends of the floor. It can't just be on one end of the floor. And that really goes to him and Karl Anthony Towns on defense.
All right, let's get some calls in. Juan Soto, Knicks, it's all out there for you on this Thursday morning. AJ in Carlstadt, New Jersey. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
I watch most of the games as much as I can. And the problem is Juan doesn't swing at the first few pitches. And if I can see that, the analytic teams for all these other teams can see that. And they're firing in these fastballs, the first and second pitches, until he starts to focus. And I can just see then he's compromised. He's only really got like one swing left. And if he doesn't get it, it's, you know, he's going down. Or he's hitting a ground ball. But he's got to start swinging at these first couple of pitches, because they're beaming fastballs right down the pipe all the time.
Yeah, I mean, throughout his career, he's known to be patient. He's a guy who takes a strike. He works the counts. And that's why his on-base percentage has always been so impressive. So, I mean, occasionally there may be a time where he's going to swing early in the count, but that's just not his game. It's never been his game. And a lot of the times it's worked. So it's not working this year, but I don't want to now completely change what's been successful for him throughout his career, because he got off to a sloppy, a disappointing first 2 months of this season in a Mets uniform.
You think they need to sacrifice a chicken or something?
Like a major league type of thing?
Yes.
I don't think we're at that point yet.
Not yet.
I think we get, like, if you're telling me that middle of June now, two more weeks, then we might have to. There might have to be a sacrifice of some sort. I'm not sure if it's a chicken, but I don't even know. A living thing might be a little tough, you know?
Well, maybe we can, like, I don't know, somebody around here.
Sacrifice somebody around here?
Yeah, I don't mean, like, you know, kill them. I mean, like, I don't know, do something to change the mojo.
Okay. Yeah.
Evan's big into that, right? I mean, he grows a beard, then he doesn't grow a beard. You know, then he dyes his hair, dyes his beard.
He does do all that stuff.
I mean, maybe we shave his head or something.
Yeah, I mean, if he's willing to do that. He looked actually not so bad when he wasn't dyeing his beard. If he had just cut his hair, he looked so much more like an actual man when he had that beard. And he just does not when he's clean shaven.
But I think maybe middle of June, if Juan Soto doesn't start to wake up,
we'll do something.
We got to do something to Evan.
We'll do something.
Bitch, shut your mouth.
Okay.
John in Red Bank, what's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up today?
I don't know a lot about Juan Soto, except I remember he crushed us when he was with the Nationals, and then I forget where he went after that. But, I mean, and he was reportedly like 20 or 21. But I see the picture that you guys post. I look at that person. He looks like he's in his 30s. I mean, would anybody disagree with me? And I don't know. I mean, I know players in the past have maybe, you know, lied about their age. Could Soto be 31, 32 right now and hitting the tail end of his career?
Well, first of all, if he's hitting the tail end of his career at 31 or 32, that's really disappointing. He shouldn't be that much of a difference between late 20s and early 30s. We have seen it in the past, but he's been a great player. That people have intimated that over the years, that he's always looked older than his age, and that maybe 26 could be 29 or something like that, and how it could be easy to forge some of those numbers at some point, but I would think at this point in his career, with the money that Steve Cohen invested, that they would be pretty confident that he's not lying about his age. I mean, that would be an insanity.
I mean, like, he's 26. He'll be 27 in October. And you're telling me that he's, like, over 30?
I'm not telling you that.
I mean, that would be, like, you would think that if that were even the remote case, the Mets would go in and undo that contract.
And you know how you can, like, cut open a tree and see the rings and determine how old it is?
Yes.
Like, could you do, like, a blood test on a human and find out how old they are, the exact age? Or a DNA test, find the exact age out?
Do a bone test.
Bone test? You couldn't break a bone or slice a bone and look for rings, could you? That's not how it works.
No, but I would think that you'd be able to find some sort of documentation of when he was born.
Yeah. Well, okay, but that's what, you know, people say was forged or whatever. That if the people that are on that, I'm not one of those believers, but the Juan Soto age truthers out there will say that it's easy to forge those things.
We have Juan Soto age truthers now.
Yeah, why don't you ask Grok? Because you love talking into your phone with Grok,
yes,
and you get answers. See, is there a test that can determine the exact age of a human being? And what is that? And then maybe we could... Whoa, hello. Yeah, hello. Well, you're still... All right, well, you can put your mic back on now. So ask Grok if there's a test. Ready?
Yes.
We'll put the mic on so everybody can hear you.
Grok, is there a test to be able to determine a human being's age?
Okay, very good. It's probably searching, thinking about it. What do we got?
Yes, there are several methods to estimate human's age, though none are perfectly precise without context.
Mm.
So we have those biological age tests, DNA tests.
Oh, so we could get, you know what we should do?
Yes.
Like if he like blows his nose and throws it out, get like a clubhouse attendant to grab that, and we'll send out for the DNA test.
We could do blood biomarker panels.
Getting his blood's going to be tough. That's going to be a little trickier.
Bone age in children, x-rays, dental analysis.
Mm.
There are physical signs.
Dental analysis.
Yes. Chronological age verification documentation. That would be the birth certificate.
Yeah. But we're past that.
You could probably do carbon-14 dating.
Carbon dating?
Yes. In rare cases, carbon-14 levels in tooth enamel can estimate birth year.
You know what we got to do? We got to get his dental records. We got to find Juan Soto's dentist, because that to me seems like the easiest path. We got to like grease the dentist, because they're not going to give up the personal records.
It's possible. We got John Sterling's doctor to call in.
That is true.
And by the way, it does say that each method has its trade-offs. For precise chronological age, documentation is the best.
Okay. So maybe somebody, I mean, if this is going to be a thing now, if he continues to struggle and he's just falling off a cliff because he's 4 years older than he says he is, we got to get to the bottom of that.
Hey, can you get DNA out of earwax?
I'm sure.
No, I don't think
so.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
sure
you can. Yeah.
If your body's oozing it out, your DNA's in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why'd you leave some earwax at a murder scene or something?
No, I'm just wondering. No. You know, maybe like if he goes to clean his ears or something and you grab the swab.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but he, you know, baseball players spit every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to grab some of his spittle.
Now, do you think that, all right, how about if you got sunflower seeds mixed into that spittle?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because it's like they got Rex Heuermann with a pizza crust. Remember that?
Yeah.
So sunflower seeds, gum, something like that.
Get Ray Tierney on this.
We would get an answer.
Yes, we would.
I mean, Ray Tierney would say, listen, the man did not commit a crime. You know, I'm out to get the bad guys.
Yes.
But he would, Ray Tierney, the Suffolk County District Attorney, would be all over this. He would get an answer quicker than anybody. I mean, he got Rex Heuermann behind bars, him and Suffolk County Police Department, the new age Suffolk County Police Department. So he would be all over it. Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. What's going on, Anthony?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
what do you want?
I think I got a solution for Juan Soto.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You know how you had the OMG last year?
Yeah.
You can do the Soto shuffle. You can get in the chance and do your stance. Do the Soto shuffle. What's the matter, show?
Anthony, have a great rest of your Thursday, man. Really. Wherever you go from here, I hope it's great.
That man is deranged.
He definitely is. And not in a harmful way, like in a way that's like deranged and cute at the same time, if that's such a thing.
Sweet
and deranged. But there's no doubt there's a derangement in there somewhere.
He's got some sort of syndrome.
Syndrome spot?
Yes.
Oh, man. Let's go to Mark in North Brunswick. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, Greg and Boomer? Great to talk with you. Question. Yesterday, Evan was talking about the Knicks.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that now the Knicks are starting to show their warts from the regular season. So my question is, in the series against the Celtics, do you believe that if Porzingis was totally healthy and Hauser didn't get hurt, forget about Tatum for a minute, how do you think that series would have played out? I know the Knicks won, but I'm just saying, do you think, like you look at the Pacers, they're pretty healthy all the way through 1-9. Just curious what your thoughts are on that, and I'll take your call off the air.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea, nor do I care.
But we were talking about the Pacers coming into this series about having a significant edge in depth.
Yeah.
Right? So I think Tibbs has tried to match that depth with a couple of guys here, Shamet being one of them, Young being the other one. And he's trying to match it and give some guys a little extra rest on the bench. So I can appreciate some of the things that he is doing. But I think a lot of that also has to do with the fouls that some of the guys have taken. And too many fouls just not good enough defense.
I mean, listen, there was no doubt that the Knicks got an advantage with an unhealthy Porzingis, Hauser, and then Tatum going down there. Fine. But that happens around the league. You know, the Indiana Pacers got some luck last year. With some injuries, some luck with the Cavaliers this year with some injuries. But as far as this series goes, with everybody relatively healthy, I mean, the Pacers are just, they're a step ahead of where the Knicks are. With gelling, with the roster, with who they are, who they want to be, the way they play the game, the superstar and the coach together. I mean, it's just, they're just a step ahead.
O'Connell and Toppin come off the bench. They do a great job. Mathurin's doing a great job. You have Shepherd's getting some minutes. You got this other kid now getting, what's the center's name? Bryant. He's getting minutes. I think it's Bryant, whatever, or Brown or whoever. But, I mean, like, they are moving guys up and down and playing a bunch of guys. And they're playing Speed Racer basketball, which is exactly what everybody expected that. And that's all Reggie's Miller's talking about is just getting up and down the court, getting up and down the court, getting a lot of shots, taking a lot of threes. But the one thing that is really disheartening for me, especially after watching game four, was just the lack of defense and the lack of rotation on defense and the wide open shots that not only did they have from the 3-point line, but also underneath the basket, especially on inbounds plays.
Let's go to Ted in Pelham. What's going on, Ted?
What's up, guys? So here's the best idea. Just give Juan Soto one of those nose lavage
yes.
things that Boomer sponsors.
Yeah. Yep.
And just get him to do a little on-site test and then just sneak it out, you know?
Yeah, that's not bad. You get the DNA from his snot, I think is smart because, let's say he got some allergy problems, whatever. Here's a Navage for Juan Soto. It's good enough for Boomer. It's good enough for Juan Soto. And shove those things right up the nostrils, clear them out.
Clears it right out.
And then just have, like, Ethan from the Mets.
Just take the tank.
Just take the tank, and then we'll have his snot, which we can extract DNA from to see if he's older than he claims he is. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and by the way, the Navage works great this time of year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cleans you out.
Cleans you right out, man.
Right out.
You got that pollen issue, or maybe you got like a spring cold, which stinks.
Ugh.
Get that Navage. Clean yourself out. Clean yourself out.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What a treat we just had from our buddy Kamal from Zaro's Bakery in Grand Central Station. It is a iconic place for commuters, established in 1927. And he brought all sorts of stuff, including these black and white cookies that he made orange and blue for the Knicks and put B and G on it.
Wow.
How about that? Okay. How about that?
Here, Jerry, have a cookie.
I already had one. I'm good.
No, eat it.
No.
Eat it, Jerry.
I had one.
Jerry, eat this.
I had one.
You did not have a B&G.
You want to bet?
Eat it.
No. He did have one. Jerry.
I had one already.
He had one. There were four in there. Watch them eat it.
Well, then have one of these. Then have one of these.
No.
Have one of these, Jerry.
I'm good.
Look at the sizes.
I know. I see the sizes.
I had sort of flaky cheese Danish thing that changed my whole day.
Nice.
In a good way. That's amazing.
Looks fabulous.
Oh, give this a yeah.
That is a good looking cook. Mm. So this, by the way, so this is Scott Zaro is very good friends with Robert Blum from Compass Media Networks.
Oh.
And I guess they got to talking, and Scotty is a huge fan of the show. So much so they talk about what they sent for Al.
Yeah, a clean ingredient pretzel.
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's how much of a fan of the show he is. So that's very nice of them.
And Al actually ate it. I saw him.
I know he did. I know he did. And the delivery guy, Kamal, I mean, you want to talk about appreciative to be here.
Yeah.
What a nice guy. From Ghana, says it is like a dream being here. So very cool.
It's from Ghana, huh?
He's from Ghana, yes. What a nice guy.
We're big in Ghana.
What?
We're big in Ghana on the Odyssey app. I'm telling you.
Maybe we are big.
Remember we lost to Ghana in the World Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal. We lost to Ghana. They were really good. We were not so good.
That
was like 2010, I want to say.
Long time ago now.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, he's been here for 5 years, so
Well, very good.
Yes.
Well, Kamal and Zaro's awesome stuff.
Can you Thank imagine you. Coming from another country and just landing right in New York City? I mean, that's got to be chaos.
Oh, I'm sure, especially where you're, I mean, you're not coming from like London or Paris. You're coming from Ghana. And then now you're here.
He said life-changing, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean.
We're in a melting pot.
We are. He was so excited,
and by the
too,
way,
when I brought him into the control
where everybody comes to hate each other. What?
And he saw you guys. He was so excited to watch.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
That is, I mean, you know, it's funny when you see, it puts it in perspective,
yes,
you know?
Yes, it does.
How special what we're doing here is. How lucky we are, Boomer, you know? As you're eating that cookie, doing sports talk. Does it get any better than this?
Nope.
Sometimes you got to take stock in what's going on in your life.
I'm talking about getting DNA from snot.
Yeah, then suck it down, Schwoyadel in the break. Awesome. All right, Jerry, what do you got for us?
All right, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So tonight you've got Knicks and Pacers, game 5. We know the deal. The Knicks are down 3-1. Tyrese Halliburton's been a big part of this, and he is expecting a major fight from New York.
You got to be ready to go for game 5 because, you know, their backs are against the wall. They're going to play as desperate as they can, as they should. You know, they're going to come out and throw a punch and throw more punches and more punches, and we just got to be able to respond to those.
And it'll be at the Garden tonight, so we shall see. Now,
so you got to get close to a guy to throw a punch.
That's true, too. Got to defend them.
Yes.
That would help. Now, over the years, when you guys have brought up Wally Szczerbiak, Eddie always plays the clip of Al going, yeah. He's not
Boring.
In there now, so, right.
Yeah.
So perhaps this has seeped into the mind of one of our coaches who was taking shots at Wally yesterday.
What?
Wow, who could this be?
Wally Szczerbiak, who, you know, he's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's probably the answer to describe Wally Szczerbiak.
He's fine.
I can't imagine anyone disliking Wally.
I love Wally.
He's okay.
He's great.
He's kind of boring, but he is what he is.
Wow. See, we're allowed to call Wally boring because he's on our inner circle. Yeah. Evan does it. Now I feel like I got to defend Wally.
I agree.
Which is a tough thing to do because he is boring, but I feel like I have to defend him.
Boring. He's fine. Like, he doesn't give strong opinions, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Oh, thanks, Evan.
So,
okay, for letting us know that's okay.
I feel like we need to fight Evan and defend Wally.
No, I'm with you. I mean, at this point in my life, I am closer with Wally than I am Evan, so I'm on Wally's side with this one.
Wally Szczerbiak. He's okay.
He's great.
He's kind of boring, but he is what he is.
Tiki, he's great.
Well, and he said Tiki was talking about his golf game. Very good golfer.
Oh, well, yeah.
Is what he was also saying about Wally.
He's a Long Island ambassador for golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were.
No, he is.
Oh, he
I
is.
Think he's New York's ambassador to golf. Like, all of New York.
It's more Long Island, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly Long Island, but, like, well, today, guess who we're playing with?
Wally Szczerbiak.
Wally Szczerbiak.
There you go.
That's right. It is
Good
funny.
Wally
so
Szczerbiak.
When I played the other day, you know, talking about certain things and whatever, and they're like, oh, you ever play with Wally? I'm like, oh, my God.
Everywhere you go.
You too,
oh,
huh?
Wally's out here all the time.
Of course he's out here all the time.
Yeah. So there you go. That was all about the Halliburton comments he made from years ago about him being a fake all-star. That's where Evan was pulling that from. All right, so you've got that game tonight. Last night, the Thunder did advance as they put on a show in the first half, specifically two in the first quarter.
Shea stationary, 6 seconds. Working the angle right, 3 seconds. Crosses over. Hits the right corner, Wallace. Catches shoot, rainbow three is on the way. Cha-ching! A Thunder money ball at the buzzer. Oh, baby! What a setup by SGA for his fifth assist. At the horn, the Thunder trump the Wolves defense.
Yeah, they led 26-9 at the end of the first. It was a 30-point blowout at the half, and the final score was 124-94. Here is Jalen Williams, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 34. Jalen Williams at 19 points, 8 rebounds. He says it's amazing.
It feels very surreal. I know that's like a pretty typical word that people say, but that is what I'm feeling. Like, I haven't really been able to like wrap my head around it.
He also had said, I think it was the Scott Van Pelt interview, which I'm sure Eddie saw, where he said, I've never won anything in my life, so it seems like it's pretty cool. On the other side, you've got the T-Wolves. Now, listen to the way these two handle things. Julius Randle had 24 points in the loss, clearly bothered.
Super disappointed, but just the series in general. I'm disappointed. I feel like we know we're a better team than what we showed. Motivation going into the summer for sure.
All right, so then you've got Anthony Edwards, who struggled. Here was his take on losing and bowing out of the postseason.
It's exciting. I don't know
I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. I'm hurt more so for myself, for Mike.
And I think he's talking about Mike Conley there, that he doesn't get to go to the finals. But to him, he's young. Be careful. You don't want to be Dan Marino.
Be
careful.
You think
you're going to get there a bunch of times, and then you don't.
I got there once.
You did get there once. That is very
never sniffed it again.
How about the last time, you know, that the Thunder were in the finals? Is that Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden team back in 2012 when they took on the big three of the Miami Heat?
When they were all young men.
Yeah.
Wild.
That was basketball.
And James Harden wasn't looking to check out to go to Vegas.
No, he wasn't. He actually played in that series.
Yeah, but you remember that team traded him away?
Yeah, they did.
He was the first guy that they traded away.
I think it was the next season. Like, he didn't play another year with them after that, I believe.
Yeah, and he was like, I believe he was off the bench that year, too.
Yeah,
six man of the year, yeah. Yeah, that's before he got his contract. And once he got his first big contract, then he's like, I got to get eliminated in the second round. I cannot get back to the conference finals. Are you nuts?
Don't want to be playing basketball in June.
Yeah, hell, it just takes up too much time.
God, I'm going to be doing Tusi on a boat.
Oh, boy. Baseball last night, Yankees, Angels. Yankees win 1-0. A part of the story, though, first inning.
Aaron Judge, best player on the planet, making an appearance here. How about this? He leads in slugging 1.111, and they said, guess what? Good to see you. Already? Take your base.
Wow.
Yeah, already in the first inning when you had a runner on second and first base open. So in the second inning, second and third, first base open.
Let's see if they put him on again. I'm betting they do. Yeah, Wash. I see Wash's right hand.
Yep.
He's waving that hand. Pointing to first base, son.
And that was it. He ain't hitting tonight. And so.
Penis!
That'll never get old.
No.
Anyhow, the run stood up as the Yankees beat the Angels 1-0. Clark Schmidt, six innings of four-hit ball for the win. Hamilton, Hill, and Leiter closed it out. Leiter did get, I forget who the final batter was for Anaheim, but the pitch was down and away, but they called it strike three. He was asked about it afterwards.
Yeah, it was not a strike. We don't have that same box you guys see on TV and out on the field. We just see it straight up, so he called it a strike. I thought it was in the box, no?
No, what we saw was not.
Oh, all right. Well, probably went our way then.
Yes, it did. Ezino Hop, I believe that was. But so they won 5 in a row and 9 of 10. They're 35-20. They keep rolling. They will take on the Dodgers in Los Angeles tomorrow. As for the Mets, lost to the White Sox 9-4. Carlos Mendoza, your team 3-13 with RISP, runners in scoring position.
We got to get better with runners in scoring position. We are all aware, you know, yes, the underlying numbers at the end of the day, we got to get the job done, right? I thought yesterday we took some better at-bats. Today, not so much.
Not so much at all. Though
I mean, the lower half of the team is just not great right now, except for Juan Soto. His lower half is great, but the other guys'
foundation's looking good.
Mark Vientos did hit a home run, though, in this game, but then also struck out to end it. The Mets are 34-22. They're also off today. They will take on the Rockies at Citi Field over the weekend. All right, Caleb Williams addressed the book, the stuff in the book about him having serious questions about going to Chicago. Now, and the yes.
Did you hear this yet, Boomer? Because the only reason I'm asking is because I had a thought of what he was going to say about this.
Okay.
And it was completely different than what I thought he was going to say.
I have not heard that.
What did you think he was going to say?
So let me ask, Boomer, what do you think he's going to say in regards to the book and the stuff that was in there?
I think that he would say that it's blown out of proportion. And none of it's true.
Yeah, see, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, he basically
confirmed it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
All of it.
Yes. Yeah. So So he spoke uninterrupted for about 4 minutes. So I cut up the first minute into five pieces. Here he is, the way he opened up.
This whole storm that happened, it wasn't something that, you know, we wanted to happen at this point. You know, we're focused on the present. We're focused on now. We're focused on, you know, trying to get this ship moving in the right direction.
As he would continue, he says, yeah, it's kind of been a bit of an issue.
For this to come out, it's been a distraction. So coming up here and talking about it and addressing it is important today. And so that's what we're here to do.
All right. So then he moved on and he acknowledged the solid meeting that he had with the Minnesota Vikings as part of the draft process.
I had a good visit at the other place. Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, good staff and all of that. Obviously, he just won Coach of the Year award and things like that. So obviously good staff and things like that.
Sounded like he was intrigued with Minnesota. And then he gets into the fears basically addressing what the book said, the fears about the Bears. And it's a little bit long.
Something that keeps getting, I think, not being addressed the way it needs to be is the fact that, you know, I went on that visit first, came here, and then after I came here, it was a, I went back home, talked to my dad, and, you know, all of the things that were supposed to be these big things that everybody's been talking about recently, one never happened in the sense of they were all thoughts.
So there's this acknowledgement that he was thinking this stuff, and then it's about due diligence, essentially.
They were all ideas, and I think if you're in the situation, I think if your son or daughter, anybody is in a situation to be in that position, I think you think about all of the options, and you know, and you look at it, the history and the facts and all these different things, and you know, those are thoughts that, go throughout your head in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, he confirmed all. He also said that I have a father, a very strong willed, or something like that. Just basically saying that his everything that was in there that his dad was saying about the Bears and getting away from that place, and that's where quarterbacks go to die, and let's get to the Vikings. He confirmed, which is
I thought it was interesting.
I did too. I mean, I give him credit.
Very honest.
Yeah, that he sat there and said, "Yeah, all of it was true."
Yeah, I'll give him credit for being honest. No question about it. And I'll go back to saying what I said when I first heard about Seth Wickersham's book and how he wrote it and the things that he wrote in it is that the Bears are a legendary franchise, and I would have given my right arm to go play for a team like that, even though their quarterback situation, you know, throughout history hasn't been that great. I would want to be the guy that turned it around. You know, I'd want to be the guy that would be front and center to be a part of creating, you know, a new narrative around that franchise. I think that's what he wants. I hope that's what he wants. And he has a coach that can get the best out of him. Ben Johnson's one of the best offensive design and play calling coaches in the NFL. Now it comes back to him handling everything that they're going to put on his plate. And hopefully this young man has matured, and he'll be able to handle it. So I give him credit for talking openly about this and understanding that he has a very strong relationship with his parents, which I think is also great. But now it's time for you to be a man and step up and accept the challenge that is presented before you.
Well said. I'll do the Chris Russo stuff next hour. Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-3. They were down 2-0. Took the lead. The game was tied. And then Carter Verhaeghe snapped a 3-3 tie. Sam Bennett, an empty net goal. And so they advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals, awaiting the winner of the Oilers and the Stars. Edmonton up 3-1. You've got Game 5 in Dallas tonight.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Quickly, Ron in Keensburg. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Love it.
Thank you.
I think I got an answer to this Juan Soto thing. We know how he chases the last dollar. Why don't we hook him up with one of your sponsors over there at that sperm joint in Manhattan? And we could kind of, you know, run a commercial like, get your stroke back with Juan. And he can get his DNA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then we can get his DNA, Ron, and see how old he is. Very funny. That that's California Cryobank we're talking about.
The sperm joint.
The sperm joint. That's right. And then 21 years later, you have a bunch of kids running around hitting 240. good stuff, Ron. Wow.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know what I like doing when there's people drop off food here and there's a lot of it is go over to the Infinity Sports Radio newsroom and pretend like I did something nice for them. Be like, hey, guys, go have a pastry. It's on us. When really I did nothing. I had no idea this was coming in today. Really, it was a nice gift to us. But I'm like, hey, Bogus, Jacques Alonc. Go grab a little strudel over there. What do you think?
Well, huh? you're the big man around here in their eyes.
A little cheese Danish. Huh? Yeah, Jacques Alonc, what do you think?
And you're appreciating the folks that work behind the scenes in many cases.
Yeah. Hey, EJ, a little powdered sugar schfouillardelle for you?
That's a solid note, like a solid respect towards them.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, I've done nothing.
Yeah, but I understand. But, I mean, these things, those guys will not go over there unless we tell them to go over there.
Well, which is true, because I went to Bogus and I said, Bogus, come on, get yourself a pastry. He was like, I've already been over there. Jerry gave me the green light.
Oh, okay, yes. So, see, there's Jerry now, and Jerry taking some credit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, absolutely.
Which Jerry's is what probably feel like a big man. You know, hey, my buddy sent this over here from, we got the Zaros and everything else. Like, yeah, you guys go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on. We'd like to share with you guys.
You guys go ahead. I don't know if this happens to you still or happened to you at any point in your life, where you have a dream that is so realistic and so vivid that you wake up, and when you're awake and yourself, that you think that it still happened. And I swear to God, I had that experience this morning. I had a dream that I had committed some sort of horrible crime. I don't know what it was, but everybody in my family like knew that I did it, but they were supporting me, you know? And I had this, like, Gina was putting together, like, newspaper articles and printing stuff out about the case and everything else. And even Eddie came to me and was, like, doing Eddie stuff, like, so where were you that night? You know, like, trying to find a way to defend me. And I was in a car and got pulled over, and somehow they didn't bring me in because they didn't have enough evidence. And I woke up, and I am not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. I woke up and thought to myself, I got to turn myself in. I can't deal with this stress any longer. I got to do it. And then I realized that I was awake and none of that happened. Has that ever happened to you?
No, but we've kind of been down that road before around here. So we kind of understand what you're talking about. But
dreams?
Well, we all kind of get a little bit nervous when we start hearing stuff like this.
Oh, okay. You're all right. You're talking about
it. So it's just a dream. No, I didn't want a dream. That's all it is. It's a dream.
I wasn't trying to go down that road at all. It's a swear.
I know you were, but I'm just saying it's just a dream.
I wasn't trying to bring any of that up at all.
I know you're not trying to bring anything up, but I'm just saying you're just bringing up your dreams.
And yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm looking at Eddie and Al through the glass, and I'm like, okay, we've heard this before.
No, it was a total dream. Okay.
So we're good. You're good.
Vivid. But do you guys ever wake up thinking that something like so real that it happened? Like, I feel like that actually happened.
Well, Al wears special underpants or something to bed.
What?
I do not wear special underpants to bed. I mean, I wear my underpants, but they're not special underpants.
I thought you and Jerry talk about your underpants that you wear in bed.
What? I mean, we probably have talked about my underpants. Organic cotton underpants.
Of course.
But, yeah. I mean, I've had the dreams where I woke up and you really feel like... And you go, oh, my God, thank God, my life is still fine.
So right.
Right. I mean, it's wild. Like, it took me like a good...
And you have no idea what you did or what you think you did.
No, it was definitely a bad crime, though. It was something where I hurt somebody, I think. Oof. That's what it felt like. Because it was like...
Was it on a golf course?
No, it was not.
Didn't hit anybody on a golf ball?
No, like Doug Wells did?
Yeah.
No, I did not do that. Yeah, I mean, poor Doug, man. Oh, poor Bobby, you got hit by Doug Wells' screaming line drive with his 9-iron that he hit thin.
I mean, but whose fault was it? Was it Doug for hitting the ball, or is it for Bobby walking in front of Doug as he was hitting the ball?
It's a little bit of both.
I mean, you know, as a golfer and somebody goes out there in a foursome, I always try to stay behind the people who are hitting, if I can.
True. However, as someone, if you know you're bad,
yes.
And I know this, from being bad, and you see someone that's ahead who might just be ahead, you got to make sure that they know that you're about to hit. So I think ultimately it lands in the person's lap who is hitting the golf ball.
So if it's Doug Wells hitting the golf ball, he's not going to hit it straight.
No.
So was Bobby...
He was to the left.
Way to the left.
Yeah, way to the left, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so... I guess Bobby was not in harm's way, or at least didn't think he was in harm's way.
And he had his back turned, and luckily it hit him right above the elbow. And
wow.
If it hit him on the bone, this thing was...
It's like Bryce Harper.
I mean, yeah, it would have shattered his elbow.
Somebody's got to send a message to Doug Wilson, slam a ball into him. I'll be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, we're going to see him in a couple of weeks, so maybe we'll do that. We'll get a little revenge for Bobby.
Yes.
We'll whack Doug Wells with a 9-iron from 130 yards away on a line drive. All right, let's go to James in East Brunswick. Wants to talk some Knicks today. What's going on, James? What do you got for us?
Boomer Geo, how we doing? Appreciate you guys taking the call.
Absolutely. All right, James, what's happening?
Not so much. Just, excited for this game tonight. Going in, obviously, got to have confidence in the guys, but you can see the writing on the wall. Not too many teams come back from down 3-1. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought, just throw something out into the ether and get your guys' opinion. So I've said this to my brothers for a couple of years now. Like, a lot of teams want to be what the Warriors were, nice dynasty run. And what they did early on, they had a couple quick playoff losses, and they got rid of Mark Jackson because of the ceiling that he brought for them, and they bring in Steve Kerr. Just wanted to see your guys' opinions to see if, you know, Tibbs could be that Mark Jackson for the Knicks. We've seen with previous teams in the past, including his Bulls teams, they tend to have a bit of a ceiling down the stretch. And with guys like Michael Malone and Monty Williams available, you know, in the next coming year, just wanted to see if those are guys you think that the Knicks could target.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting analogy. That team was a dynasty basketball team. I don't believe that the Knicks are a coach away from being a dynasty basketball team. As good as Jalen Brunson is, Steph Curry on those teams, he changed the way that the game is played. He's the greatest shooter I have ever seen, most people have ever seen. So I don't know if you can go apples to apples with that. However, I mean, I was done with the Tibbs conversation stuff, but, you know, if they get whacked tonight in game 5 at home, the conversation is going to start up again. It just is.
It already has started because there are people that don't like the rotation. They think he plays the guys too much. And then when you start looking around the league, every other coach does the same thing. But in this particular series, it is really a stark difference with how many guys play significant minutes and the way that the Pacers play under Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
There's no question that it's a stark contrast to the way the Knicks are playing. And I think Coach Thibodeau is trying to do things, and he's trying to manipulate things to try to help the team win. Obviously, he's doing that. He's changed the starting rotation, at least last game he did. He's given a little bit of run to some other guys that, you know, we haven't seen in like 6 months.
Mm.
So I understand where people would be frustrated, but also remember, who represents or represented Tom Thibodeau as his agent?
Well, Leon Rose. Yeah,
that's right.
I was just making sure.
Yeah. No, it's Leon Rose. And, you know, this is a pretty tight group right now, I would say, for the Knicks. And the thing that I appreciate from my perspective and being around here for as long as I have been and being a Knick fan since 1968 is the stability that Tom Thibodeau has been a part of since he's gotten here. And the way that they went out and acquired some players, they drafted some players, moved away from those players when they realized that they weren't going to be the players that were going to make a difference here. They obviously scouted Jalen Brunson, convinced him to come here, take less money. And then, you know, it was up to Leon Rose to build the team, and then it's up to Coach Thibodeau to coach the team. And I would think the core of this team is going to stay here next year. And this is why the offseason is going to be very, very important to find those players that can be a supporting cast that I think we all would like to see them have, much like the Celtics have, much like the Indiana Pacers have. Because right now the Knicks don't have that.
That is right. I wholeheartedly agree with that, and it's going to be interesting to see the outcome of this game and what comes out of it and where we stand with this group when it's over, and hopefully it's not over tonight.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan, and you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.